Well, Colton, I appreciate you coming in today to talk about, you know, a recent achievement that you had down in Louisville, Kentucky. First, let's start off about, you know, the cattle show in general, what the show was, and kind of the award that you received when you were down there.
So I was at Manakee Junior Nationals, and I took a calf that I raised along with my family, which is a maintainer. The award I got was Grand Champion Brandon Owned Calf, which turned out to be a very big deal for me and my family.
Can you put in perspective kind of how big of a show it is? I know in the kind of the cattle world, this is one of the bigger shows in the country. You just put in perspective how big it really is.
At Manakee Junior Nationals, there are over 750 exhibitors, and that didn't include like some of those kids only brought one calf, or some of those kids bought four calves. So there were quite a few calves there to compete against.
Talk about it in your, you know, your experience in raising cattle and that kind of stuff. You know, how did you get started, and kind of where did you get to the point where you're at now?
So we started when my brother and I first started 4-H. I was probably around 8 when we first started. My mom grew up on a purebred Angus farm, but we bought from a couple different cattle companies throughout the years to help us grow our herd and get to that point where we got to raise one that went and did that. But one of our biggest supporters probably has been Border Corps Show Cattle in Pleasantville. They're always there to help us, like if we need a little bit of guidance to tell us like how we should change up our feed maybe a little bit, or how to work them a little bit differently.
You know, when it comes to the different shows and stuff, you know, some of our listeners may not know how that all works. You know, kind of how do you decide exactly where you're going to show at, and then how does it get to the point where you're able to show at such a big show down in Kentucky?
So for us, it's just taking a look. For registration, this is months out when you have to register, so you gotta aim for that show when you're thinking about your feed and everything like that. So you just gotta decide at the beginning of the year like what are your goals gonna be, and then you gotta aim for those goals. So with this year, my goal was to go win our county fair, but we also decided to go down to Junior Nationals, and we ended up winning the Brandon Owned down there. So that's probably one of the main deals when you decide what you're going to do is very beginning of the year, what are your goals?
How is your experience in 4-H, like you mentioned? How has that kind of helped you out as you've gone?
It's helped me out. A lot of it's been like communication, being able to talk to people. So even if it might be a little bit of a silly question to ask, you still gotta ask it for a little bit of clarification sometime, and that way you just know, like, you can ask somebody or talk to anybody about anything.
Yeah, and I know I guess in the cattle industry there probably is a lot is built on relationships and getting to know people and making those connections. Do you feel like you've been able to do that since you've done this?
Yeah, I feel like I've made some pretty good relations with a bunch of different people I can call on for advice, or they can call me to get a little bit of help maybe at a show or something like that.
You know, as you look ahead towards the future and different things like that, you know, kind of what's rolling around in your mind and kind of what you want to do with the cattle industry going forward and what you want to do to continue to show?
So as of right now, this is my last year showing, but I hope to come back maybe for 1 year before I age out at 21. So I just want to keep working on with alongside my mom, dad, and my brother to keep growing our herd and raising the best stock that we can, so we can either sell it or keep it for us so that we can keep bettering our herd.
Yeah, and for, you know, can you also give us a little bit of a rundown on that show down there in Louisville, what the experience was like, you know, what all goes into being in a show, going to a show like that, the preparations, and kind of what it's like when you're down there?
A lot of the preparation is like every morning you got to get up, make sure like your calves aren't going to be too hot. We have a cooler, so it's an AC unit with some fans in it. So that keeps them cool throughout the day. And you got to make sure when you wash them, you got to make sure that you rinse them for a good 10-15 minutes and get them brushed out really good, get them really dry. And then another thing that not everybody does, but we try to do, is roto brush, which just helps build that hair up. And then just right before the show, having somebody you trust come and clip out your calf for you, or you clip out your calf if you're at that experience.
How exciting was it for you to be able to be crowned as a champion?
It was amazing. I mean, that just something I've always dreamed of, to win a show like that. And to be honest with you, looking at the Cavs down there, I didn't necessarily think it was going to happen. But when I saw the judge come behind my calf and put her hand on my calf's hip, I just couldn't help but smile, because that experience I'll never forget.
Well, Colton, kind of before we close up our conversation, you know, what advice would you give to other people that have wanted to do this, or maybe been rolling around the idea about maybe showing cattle someday, or saying, you know, I'm not experiencing this, I don't know if I should do that? Kind of what advice would you give them?
Definitely talk to somebody that you may know that's in the industry. They could definitely help you get started in it. It's something that you'll never forget, because the amount of friends that you get from it. But something you gotta remember, it's not always about the banners or the buckles. It's the relations that you build along the way and all the memories that you make.